I think we went out and we gave it our best shot today. You know, it just wasn't good enough. But as far as Hurricane Sandy, it had no effect on us as players at all.
Is there any extra disappointment? I mean, it's harder for some fans to go home to a cold house after seeing a game like this?
You know, we gave it our best. You know, we gave it our best. You know, we can't guarantee any victories in this league. And Pittsburgh, you know, they're a great opponent. It was a hard-fought battle. The game went back and forth for a while. You know, unfortunately, we just came up short.
How were you and your family affected by Sandy?
You know, I'm not here to talk about Sandy. You know, we talk about the game. Okay. You know, we lost the game, and, you know, that's that.
Andrew, you guys kept Wallace from getting over the top on you, but talk about his touchdown where he kind of came across and then just used his speed. Is that one of those where you just tip your cap to him?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it was just a dart route. He ran the under route right away, and, you know, it was zero coverage. You know, it was zero coverage, and it's just pretty much a play that, you know, I really don't know how we just had to run and, you know, run to the ball, I guess, and try to stop that play because it's zero coverage. You know, there's no post safety help. There's no help anywhere. And, you know, he just kind of ran a dart route. And Webby and myself tried to get to him. I think we tangled up a little bit, and he was able to break free.
Do you think that after you guys stopped the fake punt, it might have given you the offense a little extra spark to get you guys over the top?
You know, in this league, we can't really worry too much about what the offense does. You know, we have to do our best as defense to try to limit the points on the board and try to be effective with what we're doing as a unit. And, you know, we just came up short today. You know, we didn't get the stops when we needed to, and that was that.
Did you feel in that last drive, you had three timeouts, a little bit more than 2.5 minutes to go in the game, that you would be able to stop them and get the ball back to the offense?
You know, that's something that we always hope for as a defensive unit. And, you know, once again, another run broke through. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just something that we definitely have to clean up. You know, it's unacceptable as a defense, and we will clean it up.
Angel, you guys have been pretty good run defense for the most part this season. Today, was it a matter of them opening up holes or missed tackles or both? Or?
You know, I don't know. You know, I really can't tell you what it is until we go back and watch film. But for whatever it was, you know, he kept getting up a second level. You know, we just have to do a better job as a unit. You know, it's you can't single any unit out, defensive line, linebacker, safety. You can't single them out. You know, it's a collective group effort.
Were you surprised they could run the ball so well when they had the first two running backs out?
You know, I mean, I wasn't surprised, but it's definitely not something that, you know, that we're fond of, something that we want to allow in this defensive unit. You know, we practice hard and that we're better than that as a unit. I know I do know that. So we have to just get back to the basics and get back to the fundamentals and do what we do best.